calling the meeting to order. It's the Apollo Public Library Board of Trustees Hiring Committee. It's Tuesday, August 19th at 1 o'clock. I'm Corey Rail. We have Lauren Herbert, Sue Laporte, Grace Larson, and Joni Lee as trustees. And we have quite a few members of the audience who I hope have all signed in.
Yes.
Okay, great. First is to review the operating norms. As a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. And I would like to also read our vision and mission statements as requested. The vision, the Apollo Public Library is an essential player.
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Okay.
So if we just wait till.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know we want to keep this door open, but I do keep getting distracted, and I apologize by people coming in. So it's.
Just close it.
I think we have to have it for an open meeting. We have to have the door open.
They can still come in, but I just say it's partially.
So. That's better.
Okay. So I'm starting then again with the vision statement. The Apollo Public Library is an essential player in sustaining and celebrating a vibrant, revitalized, and resilient community. And our mission statement. Public Library's mission is to provide a leadership role in unifying the community through shared resources and meaningful experiences for all generations. Okay, so action item, addition or deletion of agenda items and approve agenda. I do have two items to delete, which are number 6, the proposed executive session to receive professional legal advice, and item number 8, to approve written questions for candidates. I spoke with council, and they would like to see our questions and review them as part of like this hiring process that we've talked about consulting with council throughout with our paperwork. So they, and I emailed the board this, that we would then approve those questions in an open meeting and have to schedule a special meeting with, since we are, you know, thinking about time. So those are my two to delete.
Did we decide that as a board? I mean, like, that you were going to ask council?
Yes, we did. We authorized me as a board to talk to the council, and I, as far as for the hiring process, do you remember, and go through all the paperwork?
Yeah. But like, we don't have to do it line by line, like?
No.
Okay.
Thanks. I think it is prudent to get guidance from legal counsel.
I just wasn't sure if, given that we may incur cost if we needed to, if that was entailed in that, like, or if we need to be aware of the budget for asking council questions or how that's working.
Well, we did not discuss that. We do have a budget.
If we're deleting those, can I ask to add a discussion of this?
Council? So does anybody else about the legal counsel or?
I'd like to add a discussion of legal counsel.
Okay, you mean on the agenda or?
On the agenda.
Okay, so do you,
does it happen?
Sorry, hold on one second. So I was answering Joni's question about that. We have a line item in our budget for legal counsel, and I don't know how closely we monitor every single item, but I think it's prudent for us to you know, get advice from legal counsel.
I definitely agree, but I just know that in our bylaws, if it's over $400, we have to make a decision on it.
Okay.
And so it would be...
Well, we have a budget item of $2,000 for that.
But still, we still have to, like, it's... Even though we have a budget for office supplies, we still have to decide as a group that that's how we want to use it. And so I just want to make sure that we are because this has been a sticky situation in the past, I want to just make sure that we're proceeding with as much caution as possible so that we don't get into the same situation where there is a bill and then we haven't voted specifically on it and then we are mired in conflict. So,
So I can also get advice from that legal counsel that as well, because they understand those bylaws.
Is this being added as a discussion that we're going to have?
Well, are you talking about this current discussion?
I want to talk about legal counsel. So, I mean, I could bring it up now, but I think that we're approving the agenda, so it should be on the agenda.
Right, but we're still continuing this line of questioning from Joni. I am still talking. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to answer her question, and then we can also. My intention is for everybody to have input as to the addition or deletion of agenda items. That's number three.
Which is what I just did.
Yes, but you're interrupting this question from Joni. That's what I'm talking about.
That's great.
So you would like us to look at the bylaws and decide if legal counsel, how to spend our budget for legal counsel?
Like to know how, whenever we seek legal counsel, if it has to be for a la carte item, where like we have to discuss every time that we seek legal counsel if we're going to incur a bill, or if it's we decide and vote that we are willing to spend a certain amount, because I know it's in our budget, but we haven't voted yet, and it just feels like I just want to make sure that we're clear, and so that we can make sure that we are not misstepping.
So if we're in discussion, so I can talk.
Yes.
Right. So if we have in our bylaws not to exceed $400 at a time, but we have in our budget $2,000 for legal counsel, if we charge Corey to ask a question of counsel, which is separate from counsel coming to visit for a meeting, but if we ask her specific questions for our information, I don't anticipate that goes beyond $400, does it? Or we could always say, if you could please answer these questions and not go over $400.
I guess
How do you know it's not going to go over $400?
Well, I mean,
you could preface that with the lawyer.
And I want to be clear, this is the town lawyer, so it's not, I'm not seeking legal counsel on my own and a person that has not been approved by the board at all. It's all part of our town.
But the thing is that the town lawyer is not our lawyer.
I understand.
So I just,
I want to
make sure that we're clear that, first of all, because the town lawyer is not representing the library, how is that billed to us? Are we billed separately than the town? Because even though it is a town item, I would just like clarity on this so that we can move forward and just not suddenly have a bill that we weren't expecting because we didn't have a discussion.
Yes. We have also said that we would pay separately. We talked to the town. We asked for permission to use the town lawyer, but for specific library issues, we are paying separately, and that is part of that. But to discuss how to spend that is... that does make sense, and I can ask them as well how they charge, what their, norm is for charging, and if we have their rate, and if we have,
that they're armed also with the knowledge that we can't cap 400 at a given time.
Right. Okay, that would make sense.
Also, not only $400 at a time, but over time, do we have to continue to vote every time? So let's say it's $400 for one question and then $400 for another question because there's a lot of research that needs to be done. So we're at $800. Is it $400 per line item or is it conglomerated? I just want to be sure that we're... So if you could just get some clarity on that, I would be grateful.
So am I authorized to get clarity on that?
I can't authorize that without a vote.
Right.
We also voted in a previous meeting to have Corey be our liaison to the attorneys when it came to hiring.
That was already done.
Sure.
That's already done. That's fine. I understand what you're saying, Joan.
Right. So that's something for us to look into, and then I would imagine ask them what the norm is because if legal counsel is treated separately than an actual purchase of an item.
Thank you.
Okay, and Grace.
Do you want me to bring this up now?
Yes,
this is very simple.
If you wanted to add to the agenda.
Part of the agreement that we made that Corey is going to be our liaison was that if a board member wanted to talk to legal counsel, we would express that to Corey and she would set up a meeting. I expressed that to Corey, and last meeting you said that our legal counsel didn't think it was necessary.
Yes.
I'm still, like, that's, I completely disagree. I think it was necessary. It was something I requested. I think that needs to happen.
Okay. I did also, I'm sorry, I didn't follow up with them about that. I did again state that and say that, but again, the answer, I was anticipating the answer to be the same. I didn't hear any further, and I have been sort of flat out with library board work for the last few days, so I forgot to follow up, but last time that's what happened. I initiated contacts, then I had to follow up as well. So you are requesting a meeting with counsel,
mm-hmm,
in executive session. Okay.
With Jim Carroll.
Okay.
So is with that
the full
during
board.
Our hiring committee meetings, or is that during our regular board?
That sounds like it's the regular board.
Well, it could be any time that we have a post.
The earliest time. I would like that.
Okay. At earliest convenience. I will get on the phone and ask. And I, like I said, I did send out this agenda, and I did state that, I think I said something along the lines of the board was wanting, or I'm not sure, expecting that to talk and had wanted to talk, but I will make an actual specific request for a meeting.
Because I think even Jim said that if we wanted him,
mm-hmm, if he did, yes.
And I would love to talk to him personally, but if we're supposed to go through the chair, then we need to do that. But
I think
we need to have a meeting.
Okay, it's. I think it's good especially if questions are coming up, that everybody hears all the answers to all the questions. He did say that was probably better than like reporting out, because that would bog down and get costly, and not that. Yeah, it would the level of detail that was asked for is a little bit time-consuming for them. So,
okay. But also, Jim Carroll is covered by the...
right, yeah, I'm sorry, I mean time-wise, and the fact that using up all of the time, I don't know what I can ask about that.
How much time do we have for them?
Yeah, if there's a limit. I feel like there was something
yeah.
that happened.
Yeah.
Okay, I will ask that and that. And so so you are asking for, in addition to this agenda item, to be to ask for that, or are you just asking for that?
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
I just was wondering if you're asking, because we're on number
so
three,
I
adding
asked
to the
to
agenda.
To add that to the agenda, and then I just talked about it,
okay.
So that's, if that's okay.
Okay, and that doesn't need to be on the agenda. You could have also followed up with me. You could have asked me prior to this to put it on the agenda, or you know what I mean?
Honestly, I wanted it to be in public.
Okay.
We're
sure.
talking, we've talked so much in the last 2 years about transparency.
Sure.
So.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so as far as the addition or deletion of agenda items, we have to remove number 6 and number 8. And then what I'm saying is, are you asking to add that to the agenda, Grace? To be part of number 3? Or was that just a discussion?
I feel like we just had the discussion.
Yes.
I think that's what she said.
Okay, you want it
Do
to,
want, I mean,
you want it to be an item?
I want it to be on the record.
Sure.
So, but it's not an added delete to this agenda.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not pertinent. It's not
that's
on the
That's what I was trying to do, but I think that...
So you want us to vote on that, or just add your request to this agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is that you could have also put that into me and it would have gone on the agenda. You know what I mean?
But she addressed that when she said that she wanted it to be public record.
No, I'm saying when... What I'm saying is that I put out the agenda and any of you have the ability to ask for things to be put on the agenda at any time. And so...
We also have the right to ask in.
You do, yes, of course. But it would be on the agenda. That's all. It would already have been published.
And then you could talk about it.
It would be, yeah, it just would be published. That's all. I would imagine being published in advance would be as good as just doing it, you know, in the meeting.
We'd still talk about it in an open meeting.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the point is that we all have the ability to email Corey and ask for anything to be added to the agenda. Not in public.
And it would be in public.
It's
it would be on the
public,
agenda, which would be public. Yeah,
that's, I think that was the only point.
Okay, that's fair, but I'm also allowed to bring this up in this meeting.
Of course you are.
I've been really busy.
Okay, like, of course you are. Yes. No, I just was...
I feel attacked for bringing this up in meeting and not...
No, it's not attacking. I just was allowing you to have other options that if you... if you're not feeling heard, it's just letting you know that there are... a lot of avenues for you to be heard. But yes, it's here in public meeting. So, but my question, I guess, is what if, for number three, if we're adding that as a discussion item or if we've already discussed it, does that make sense?
I'm
number three.
Totally, I think it makes sense and I'm ready to move forward.
I just want Grace to be happy with the action of number three. That's...
I mean, I don't think we need to discuss it further.
Okay. So it was just, how about this? Do I have a motion to, let's see, would we have that? I guess discussion. Okay. How about, do I have a motion to delete the two items, number six and number eight, and add the discussion of legal counsel? Have a motion for that. Delete the two items and add a discussion about legal counsel.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. So a second for that?
Sure.
Okay. Now we can also discuss that, but I think we've discussed that. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Okay. So we have those. And then, Grace, would you like to discuss legal counsel any further, or is that enough of the discussion?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Except, wait. No, I guess.
Okay. All right, now we are on to public comment. I just want to do was that a question about that, or?
Well, it's about the questions that you were.
I'm sorry?
The questions that you are going to be asking the candidates.
Okay. I just want to address the public comment because I see a lot of people in the audience and we have 10 minutes allotted. So can I get a show of hands as to how many people want to comment? Jennifer and Linda and John. Is that it? Sometimes I miss people in the back. Okay. No. Okay. So, yes, Jennifer.
I just wondered if they were already formulated and if they were just decided among the board or if there was any input from the public.
We're intending to go into executive session and discuss them as a board. If you have input right now, we would hear that. But the board was, we've talked about the board and that. Coming up with the questions at this meeting. That was our intention.
Yeah, I would just reinforce the part about interaction with the community, supporting the community, being there for the community.
Okay, that is that was a big one for me as well, so yes. Interactions. Supportive community, community building.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. sharing like the building with, you know, bone builders and the homeschoolers and all that, and, you know, just accommodating that kind of thing with, I don't know, like race, with support, welcome.
Okay, yeah, and these are for the written interview questions. That's all that we're doing today, but that would be all then farther down the line on in-person interview questions, I would imagine. But yes, that's probably one of my number one things. So, okay, thank you, Jennifer. And Linda, hi.
Me?
Yes, Linda. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, Linda Welch. Sure. Yeah, sorry, Linda. Okay. Linton is not.
I have two questions. One, where did you get your write-ups that people are going to be, people, your candidates are going to answer in questions?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come from?
Okay, we all...
You mean like the questions?
Yeah.
The questions that the candidates are going to answer that Jennifer and whoever else is going to...
The written questions. We are all coming, we all, I think, a lot of different avenues. Grace forwarded something from the American Library Association. There's lots of, I mean, I think we all sourced it differently, but we looked at lots of just how you know, what are good interview questions for a library, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And the second question is why were Nina and Adele not put on the group that is going to be reading these answers? I feel that they have to, they're part of the library, a very intricate part of the library, and need to be able to see what these people, whoever they are, how they answer questions. I think it's something that should be part of this whole community. They are the community in this library.
Sure. I'm not sure they hadn't expressed an interest in that, but
oh,
we
have
to the board.
Times.
But anyway, I think that I'm sure that we would share them with them, or at least they might be a part of farther down the line on meeting with candidates. That is something we haven't really decided yet or figured out the whole entire aspect of this. It's just we're kind of been taking it step by step. So it wasn't that they were excluded intentionally. It was just that as any of our discussions, it hadn't come up, right? So that wasn't, so anyway, that's, but thank you for your comment and we'll take that into consideration.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess, Grace, will you be taking minutes?
Oh, there was
another question. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear. Oh, I'm sorry, John, sorry.
I have a couple different things. First, just aside, during the adding or removing of agenda items, the numbers were read. I don't have my agenda in front of me. I didn't take to print it. So in the future, when you make that decision, if you would read what those things are, because I don't know if I'm missing
something. Oh, sure.
Not a big deal, but for the future.
I summarized number 6, and I thought I read number 8 as well, but... both of those, number 6, proposed executive session pursuant to 1 VSA section 313A1, E and F to receive professional legal advice in the form of confidential attorney-client communications with counsel for the town of Paulett, considering pending litigation in the matter of Barnes versus Paulett et al. And then number 8 is action, approved written questions for candidates, and I explained that that would be coming at a later date.
Okay.
Sure.
Second part, I understand there's some people in the community that are on a committee to help you guys do this. I don't see these people here. I don't know if they were invited or not. If there was some clarity on what their involvement will be, what parts they'll be in or not in going forward, or if that's still in flux.
Thank you. At the last meeting, we decided that they would be evaluating written questions, and Grace was to reach out to them and let them know that that was... the case. All of our meetings are public, so if people are interested in being on a part of it, I would imagine also that they would be, you know, aware of the meetings as they're published. But as my understanding that we reached out to them and let them know that that was, that they would be doing that with the written evaluation.
After you get their written, after you get their evaluation of the questions, is that it for them? Or is there more down the line?
I don't know if we determined that, but I think that we talked about just staying with the five of us on the hiring committee at the last meeting. Would you like to say, or was that a...
No.
Okay.
Let me ask you a clarifying, it seemed like sure. A clarifying question. During Linda's question, you said that Adele and Nina may be involved later on, and so it seems like, and that things haven't yet been determined, we're going step by step. And so I just want to, just for my own clarity, are you saying that there is possibility that we may shift things in the future, or that we have set that there's just the five of us moving forward? Because those are... That's ambiguous.
So, okay, yes. The five of us are on the hiring committee.
Right.
I believe, I haven't looked into this, that there's some... the hiring committee is an advisory committee. So as part of the hiring committee, we, I think, wanted to look out to the members of the public and the four. Instead of narrowing it down, we accepted all four of the people who did apply or ask to be a part of that hiring committee. Then we decided that just sort of also for logistics, that they would be evaluating these written answers and giving feedback to the hiring committee kind of as a super advisory capacity. Mm-hmm. But I think that we will stick going forward. Again, I think that there's leeway. I could look into that a little bit more as far as, I mean, I would imagine that we would, the hiring committee would look to staff as well at some point down the line of the process. Mm-hmm. But not, again, the hiring committee advises to the board, and then that, you know.
The board votes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, okay.
Just one more quick question.
Okay.
When you guys finally make your decision on who you want to be the new director, mm-hmm. the new library director, then your decision has to go to the town, is that correct? And they're the ones that actually say, I know, yes or maybe, correct?
I know. I mean, the town accepts our recommendation or not?
Yes.
I think that's how it goes. I don't, do you, is that what has happened?
Basically,
I guess what that has happened before, rather, but then the, that was what has happened, yes.
It's very clear in the bylaws and the just municipal library laws that even if the town pays, the library makes the decision, the board.
But they
we present it to the select board, I think.
The select board, and then they will have
it's our decision.
Accepted what we offer.
Okay, so that was what we need to research, but that has been done in the past. It's been presented to the select board historically. So we can look into, as Grace has said, the library board has, what is it, the exact wording, has the ability to hire a library director. So, yeah.
But then the town has to say yes or no.
Well, that I...
My thought.
I don't know if that's
true. Is the funding changed?
That's I don't think that has anything to. No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. No. So yeah. So we will look into that. I guess.
Is it something that you'd be willing to ask during your?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And do we need to vote on that as a?
It's on the agenda.
Which is. Sorry.
It's a discussion action approve report to the
number nine.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was something we need to do.
Oh, okay.
Then
you would like me to ask the select board at the meeting tonight?
What I'm saying is,
okay,
perhaps during number nine,
mm-hmm.
we should formulate a question that we as a board feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you to ask the board tonight, so that we can have clarity on
okay,
the chain of hierarchy in the hiring process as far as they understand it.
Okay, and then that might also go to council.
It is something that we should
yeah.
also possibly ask somebody like Kevin Unrath. With the Vermont Department of Libraries, because he has...
It's different, Joan.
Okay.
That's different.
No, it's not, because we are a library, and so we are also governed by library law as far and town law. And so to figure out where those two meet and the juxtaposition of those two is going to be...
Towns are different.
Okay, so we can discuss this on, yeah. on like Jenny
Please
said, number nine. We can, and then we can maybe come up with an idea of, you know, if this person doesn't give us the great answer, or like a solid answer, then we move on, or maybe we survey three different people.
I think a survey makes sense.
Okay. So so there is your sort of semi-answer in progress.
So you'll let us know the next board meeting.
Yeah, we'll report out at some point. Where would that be? I mean, if it's going to the select board, then tonight would be the meeting. It would be, you know, either at the next regular meeting, I would imagine, the regular meeting of this board. Okay. All right, everybody, we are quite...
Are we past our...
We've spent a lot of time on public comment. Sorry?
I just want to be really brief.
Okay.
I got to kind of... That in part. I just want to reiterate what you and Jennifer said, that community building is really important.
Okay.
So examples of how they have community building or community building experience would be lovely.
That's both
okay.
my questions. So
okay.
we all
understand that.
Thank
yep.
you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's it.
Okay. So there we are. We are done with the public comments. And I guess I was asking Grace now if you're doing minutes. I don't know if it's separate, if you're willing to as well. Okay.
Thank you, Grace.
Thanks. Okay. So now I have number 7, proposed executive session pursuant to 1 VSA section 313A3 for the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee. Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
Do you
want to
read it?
Do you want to?
I have it right
now. Okay. Second.
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Why are you going into executive session?
Because we are discussing the questions for a candidate, and we want to be able to discuss that and then present them to the candidates.
Doesn't sound like a reason you can go into executive session.
It is for the employment.
There's no personnel involved. There's no individual you're talking about. They're just questions in general.
I actually did run this by the council and was told that this was part of the reasons for it.
Will we present, when we come out of executive session, would we then present this to the community?
No.
No, we are not expecting action to be taken after this. We would present this to legal counsel. They would, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down. Then we have a special meeting, and that would be... I don't know if the full questions, because these are applicants for a job. So, I mean, I think that they would get these questions, you know, sent to them. To answer, right? But not the public. It's not. I don't. You know.
No, different.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I just because it's not like Jed said. It's not. Doesn't reveal any personnel issues. I don't understand why the questions themselves, just for transparency's sake, wouldn't be given to the community so that they could know what our values are as a board, like how we are evaluating candidates.
It has to be okayed by the attorney.
Yes, I understand.
Right.
So there's really no sense in telling the public.
I mean, would we tell the public
that's
at the same time as the candidate? Is that what you mean?
I'm saying that like once legal counsel has validated the questions,
right.
I don't understand why we wouldn't then share with the community what questions we're asking, because then it shows where our values are as a board to
right.
let them know how we are moving forward, because the questions that we ask are showing where we are putting our values. And it doesn't tell anything about the candidates or about what the candidates...
She can ask.
No, what I mean... Yeah, I guess, like, I mean, it's just...
Can you check in with that?
I will. So the thing... And I found this really kind of a funny thing, right? If somebody's applying for the job here, they are paying attention to our meetings, I hope. And so then they would get the questions, but they would all have the ability to get them at the same time. Does that make sense? So
it's
I kind
more,
of went
it's
around.
It's not there to have them all get them at the same time.
That's what I was
saying.
And the public.
You can ask the attorney.
Right.
what we should do about and, that when we talk, when we find out what questions we're going to do.
Right, if I send it to the candidates and then publish them to the community
correct.
At the same time,
that's,
it's
yeah.
equal
that's,
level playing field.
That's what all I was, that's all right. I meant. I just meant like presenting to the public before presenting to the candidates
sure.
seemed kind
that's
of strange.
Right. Great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, this is a good, we're having lots of good discussions. Okay. I was going to get dinged on the timeliness on my agenda, but okay. So, then we're in agreement that we would present to the public at the same time that the candidates get those questions.
Yes.
Yes. So we don't have anything to run to the
great
council. Okay. Okay. So, voting on this going into executive session.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, it is 1:45, and we are now closing to have our discussion. Thank you all. And again, no action. But did except our library. Yeah, I don't know. 3:13. Yeah. All right, I'm kind of. We all ready? Okay, it is 3:16, and we have come out of executive session. It's called Public Library Board of Trustees, and it is August 19th. So we've come out of executive session and we are not acting on anything from that. We are now on to number 9 on our agenda, which is discussion action, approve the report to the library board and the report to the select board. And the reason I put the report to the library board, I know it's redundant since we are all on the library board, the full board is on the committee, but I feel that it's best to just report out again in a public meeting. And,
yeah.
So then I guess I will take, let's go with the select board. No, let's go with the library. Library board, what we will report to our next meeting.
About this.
From this meeting, we had, I feel like somebody, remember, well, we heard some comments about questions. We had a very productive executive session coming up with the questions, and we feel happy about what we have come up with. We are sending them to the lawyer for approval, by the time the library board meets, we should have already had the approval of those questions, and that will be redundant. But and anything else from this meeting? Nope? Okay. Then for the select board tonight, that is. And I have some notes from our last meeting or last regular meeting, so just this is just more specific to the hiring committee and what we did today. And again, we came up with questions, we're moving down the hiring process and consulting with legal along the way. We wanted do we have clarification with them at all, or is that something else? That is something else.
Clarification
on who? There was some questions we do have for the select board, but that didn't really need to get presented at the meeting.
Yeah.
So it's just a presentation of coming up with questions, marching forward.
And the synopsis of our last previous board meeting, like
right. Yeah, I have that as well. So that's. I do have that.
Oh my God, actually.
Okay. Anything else for the select board?
Because you're going to be emailing a question, you're not going to be, it won't be during the meeting, and also that we say that. We have two things to email. We'll be asked in a public meeting about potential executive session and also other questions.
Yes.
Okay. So I can't think of anything else.
Anything? Okay. Reflection on the operating norms. Where did I go?
Do we need? Okay, yeah.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. I just got my numbers out of order.
Okay. Operating norms. As a board, we will focus on agenda topics, be open-minded, respect each other, value different viewpoints, be responsive and responsible to our community with reference to the strategic plan, make decisions based on data and facts, listen to each other, be reflective, and run meetings that respect time, have concise agendas, and are transparent. And I'd like to hear from anybody about that. Do you all feel that we followed our operating norms?
I feel like we did a great job of being responsive and responsible to the community who was here. I feel like there are times when when members of the board would make a value judgment on somebody at what somebody else was saying and then form a preconceived notion, when open listening would have been better and reflective listening would have been helpful, so that we could make sure that we were understanding each other rather than trying to make assumptions. But I feel like the meeting was very productive, and I feel like we have come a long way, but I feel like there's still work to be done.
I agree that there's still work to be done. I tried to talk to Grace. We had a real misunderstanding. It's always my intention to be open to that input and I was, like I had said to Grace, I was trying to get through to one point because a lot of the crosstalk and a lot of the constant questions are very hard to follow. So I was trying to close out one comment and point and understand it and be able to reflect it back to the public and then go to the next one. And that was my intention, and that I was not at all meaning to shut that off. I hope by now everybody knows that I'm pretty committed to being transparent and, but also running an orderly meeting and understanding all of the input. There's a lot that comes in, and I want it to be able to be understood and to be able to be reflected out. But and we try to respect time. I think that. Which it's hard to balance that with being having a full, robust discussion. So that's kind of always where we're kind of running into a little bit of a problem. But yeah. Anybody else? Okay. My papers are all out of order now. Public comment. John, do you have anything?
I think if I were representative of the public, I'd want to know how many questions and what type of topics, if you can, whatever you can share.
Five questions?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Can I share?
The
categories.
The categories
that
we
did you write down?
Go ahead.
I think the ones, leadership and management, outreach and community involvement or engagement, fundraising, budget and research, strategic planning and vision, and we did not come up with a question for tech and innovation for this particular round. Is that right?
So yeah.
I think that we worked really well.
I think we came up with good ones.
We all felt representing their network. we have to run the questions by our lawyer.
Yeah.
Sure. I understand. He seems fairly comprehensive.
Yeah.
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
I say it seems fairly comprehensive.
Yeah, that was the goal.
That,
yeah.
Multi-part or
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Somebody needs you big time. Sure.
Okay. Any other public comment? Thanks. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second? Anybody?
Did no one second?
I guess they want to be around.
All
in favor.
Aye.
All right.